Please, Lord, put your arms around the children and families in extreme poverty so they feel your comfort and hope. Meet their needs both physically and spiritually, and guide us so we can be your hands and feet, pursuing justice for the poor and upholding the causes of the needy. Amen. Mother Claire began, I'm so sorry, Mother, I forgot. Our Lady responded, Be lenient. Let everyone know how much they are loved. This is where Satan is trying to get in. Too much intensity is not good. It breeds fear. Above all, be gentle and loving. I know it is not easy all the time, but I am praying for you with the appropriate graces. It doesn't have to be perfect, but your hearts must be in it, even meditating on each mystery. As things begin to intensify, the need for patience will also grow. All of you will be exercised in this virtue. Do not abandon the door to charity. Please, do help keep the focus on gratitude and thanksgiving. This will be most pleasing to my son. It will also help you maintain your peace. This is the most common way that Satan gains entry. As you meditate on the birth of my son, I want you to lift up the very, very poor of earth who are suffering terribly want right now. Jesus began, Identify them with me, for I tell you truly, I abide with them in their most pressing needs. I know well what their plight feels like, and I wish to be comforted through them. Beloved ones, never forget that I came among the poorest of the poor, and when you do them a service, you actually are doing it to my heart. Claire, my beloved, it is among the poor where you will find me, lingering and enjoying my people. I love them so much that I choose to identify with them and shun the homes of the rich. It was when I was with them that I was most happy and comforted. I had so much to give, and they were so very poor and empty. You know what it feels like to be needed. They needed me, and how happy I was to pour out my greatest treasures into their hearts. How grateful they were. How thankful were their every words when I was with them. Oh, yes, they talked about their ailments and woes, but mostly they were filled with gratitude, even with the smallest gifts I gave them. Contrast that with the rich who never have all they want, who always were grabbing and reaching for more, who were never satisfied, no matter what was lavished on them. Contrast that also with the unending desire for more, when the poor were deeply satisfied with so very little. This is a danger in affluent countries. They have no idea what it is to want for even the necessities like toilet tissue. The poor make do without it. It is not the thing foremost in their minds. Many, many times it is me that is foremost. They cling to me for their every need because they have no other recourse. Your country is about to go through such a time as this. It will cause many to want to cease living. So entangled are they in their creature comforts. Pray against a spirit of despair in this, who are spoiled from living in luxury. Even those who retreat to private bunkers in the midst of chaos will not be happy. Pray for their souls. They have totally lost the perspective of what is truly important in their lives. They must get to the point that they are grateful to be alive. Then I will visit them. But how few will truly embrace me, even though I suffer for them and can lead the way for them to come out of their warped lifestyle. You know what it is like to live on the edge. You know the sweetness of my providence, dropping into your lap when you needed it the most. They do not. That is one reason why most of them are not saved. They could get anything they desired with such ease that being in severe want is foreign to them, and the enemy is counting on them wanting the non-essentials so badly that they are willing to lose their souls to get it. These we all must pray for. The time is very near. So what am I saying, my precious ones? Be more grateful for all that you have in this very special time of the year, and pray for the destitute, that I will visit them with my love.